Barber shops are a traditional gathering place for African-American men, a spot to talk politics and sports and to gossip. Now, some doctors in Los Angeles are hoping to make the barber shop a place for combating high blood pressure among black men. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
Death rates from hypertension are 3 times higher in African-American men than white men of the same age, says Dr. Ronald Victor.
Hypertension is one of the biggest reasons why the life expectancy of an African-American man is only 69 years. That's a full decade less than white men in this country.
Victor heads the Center for Hypertension at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. He just got $8.5 million this week from the National Institutes of Health to get barbers around the city trained to take their patients' blood pressure. He's working with Dr. Anthony Reed on the study. Reed's a cardiologist in nearby Inglewood, and most of his patients there are African American.
My patients like me, but they love the barber, and they'd much rather go to see the barber than the doctor, typically.
So. And the idea is, instead of starting out by asking patients, as usual, to come into the hallowed halls of medicine, we're bringing medicine to the people who need it.
Victor had success with something like this a few years ago in Dallas, Texas, but on a much smaller scale. Here's one of the barbers he worked with.
I'm always the one that I was asking about, how's your wife, how's your children, how's your mom?
James Smith has been shaping up, lining up, and fading men's hair in Dallas for 41 years. He says his customers are like family.
So it was easy for me to do that and just say, well, look, brother, how's your blood pressure? You know, how's your health?
And Smith says of all the men he asked to check, only 2 said no.
We still do it. We have the machine there, and now everybody's conscious of it. Some of them will come in and say, hey, man, take my blood pressure. Check my blood pressure. You know, they'll come in and ask you to check it. You don't have to check it for them.
The doctors say they'll work with about 24 barbershops in L.A. and will track at-risk patients for at least 18 months. They have partnerships with low-cost health clinics, and Dr. Reed says he'll see patients who may not have insurance or are cash-strapped.
The ultimate cost is lessened if we treat your hypertension now as opposed to your kidney disease and hemodialysis, or your stroke, heart failure, heart attack downstream.
If the Los Angeles study goes well, the doctors say they hope to scale this up and enlist barbers across the country to help fight hypertension. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.